Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PPAP Automotive Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Jain, MD and CEO. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Jain.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Quarter One Financial Year 2024 earnings call. I'm accompanied by our CFO, Mr. Sachin Jain, and SGA, our investor relations advisor on this call today. I hope everyone has had a chance to go through our revised investor presentation, which gives you the snapshot of the group as well as updates on how the business is being developed. Let me start with a brief overview on the industry. In FY23, the Indian passenger vehicle industry has surpassed the Japanese industry to become the third-largest auto market globally, preceded by China and the U.S. Even after becoming the third-largest industry, the penetration continues to be in single digits in India. With rising incomes and higher penetration, the industry is poised towards achieving sustainable growth. During the quarter, the passenger vehicle segment grew from 10.6 lakh units to 11.4 lakh units, indicating a growth of 7% compared to last year. The growth is attributed towards new model launches coupled with the premiumization trend. The industry tailwinds have led to the spurt in demand. All the top-selling models have a waiting time ranging from 3-12 months. The passenger vehicle industry is expected to reach a volume of over 6 million vehicles by the year 2030. On the component side, the industry body, ACMA, has reported a remarkable growth of 32.8% in financial year 2023 over last year amidst a challenging economic environment. The sector achieved its highest-ever turnover of INR 5.6 lakh crores. The auto component segment is expected to register double-digit revenue growth in financial year 2024 on the back of healthy demand from OEMs, especially in the passenger car vertical, coupled with steady growth of 6%-8% in the aftermarket. Friends, last year and the quarter under review was extremely challenging for the company. We struggled with issues arising out of the pandemic and semiconductor shortages, as well as the geopolitical issues. However, we have visibility that all the negativities are getting diminished from July onwards. This year is going to be a year of reckoning for the group. To improve our profitability, we have represented price increases to our customers, worked on reducing our costs with our suppliers, and also worked on making the operations leaner. The investments done by the company in the JV company also will start showing positive contribution. The lithium-ion battery company will also start supplying profitable and engineering products to its customers. The aftermarket company has already developed a strong pan-India network and has started looking at markets outside the country. I am confident that all the hard work done by the company in the past 2-3 years will start yielding better results this year, and we should be back on making the fundamentals of the company and the group strong and rock-solid so that we can continue to build greater value for all the stakeholders. Now, let me briefly give you an update on the business segments. The company's core focus continues to be on the automotive industry. In the quarter under review, we have started manufacturing parts for Maruti Suzuki Jimny, MG's Comet, which is an electric vehicle, as well as for Suzuki Motor Gujarat's Fronx model. In this segment, although we are able to see robust demand and sales coming through, we have been able to develop a couple of premium products for our customers, and these products have been well accepted by them and will start production next year. The capacity utilization stood at 70% for the quarter under review. We are in the process of developing over 250 new parts for 28 new vehicles, which will come in mass production in the following period. Although the products made by the company are engine agnostic, however, for business sustainability, we have been able to secure business with over 10 EV customers, which are planning to launch electric vehicles in the future. Maruti continues to be the biggest customer. In this quarter, we are preparing for the mass production start of the much-awaited Elevate model from Honda. If you look at our top line, which was basically affected by the reduction of Honda volumes during the quarter under review, but this new model launch from Honda will surely be a turnaround thing for Honda also and for the company sales as well. The raw material prices continue to stabilize now, which caused a major hit on the margins of the company. We are continuously discussing with our customers for compensation of inflationary costs like power, diesel and labor, and we are hoping for a favorable judgment soon. We were able to resolve the price compensation in our JV company, and it has started positive contribution in the consolidated results. We are hopeful that within the next quarter, we should be able to settle all these claims and restore our bottom line to a greater extent. I am happy to report to you that the company has been awarded for its superior performance from various customers like Toyota, Maruti, as well as Suzuki Motorcycles. We were also recognized by the Machinist magazine for focus on achieving excellence on the shop floor. Our second vertical, the commercial tool room, also has been able to book a strong order book for this year. This year, we have an order book of 62 tools already, and we are in discussions for 27 another tools from a capacity of making 100 tools per year. We are quite excited that this business will start its positive contribution to the company from this year onwards. Apart from PPAP, this facility also caters to customers from Tier 1 makers of automotive component industry as well as electrical goods industry. There is traction coming in the industrial product segment as well. This year we will start supplying for an export customer, which will be the first for the company. In this segment, we are focusing on application engineering solutions in areas of plastic extrusion, rubber extrusion, as well as plastic injection molding. For the aftermarket vertical, which is done by the subsidiary company Elpis, our pan-India distribution network now covers over 100 cities in the country. We are continuously adding SKUs for our customers. Our current offering is for 650 plus products, and we will continue to enhance it. During the monsoon season, we introduced some special products like wipers, which were well accepted by the market. This year, we will be developing our strategy for exporting our products as well. This particular business grew by more than 50% this year, and we expect the traction to continue for the next following years. The lithium ion battery vertical was in doldrums till the quarter under review. This vertical contributed to significant loss on the consolidated level. However, going forward, we have a strong order book which will start supplies from this month onwards, and we should be able to contribute positively during this quarter. Our team was successful in getting the AIS 156 approvals from its for its battery for two-wheeler and three-wheeler applications. We were also successful in developing solutions for other kind of mobility applications as well as energy storage solution and robotic application. We see a strong traction coming through, and we expect that this year onwards, this vertical will become a strong pillar of growth for the group. On sustainability front, we are bronze certified from EcoVadis. We are already complying with BRSR requirements on a voluntary level. We are a Great Place to Work certified organization. Our latest report for financial year 2023 for sustainability will soon be available to you. Through the company's CSR activities, there is a constant focus on enriching people's lives in areas of environment, education, and health. The group supports various biodiversity parks in and around New Delhi by planting and sustaining native trees to improve the environmental conditions. Now, let me throw some light on the financials for quarter one of financial year 2024. On a standalone basis, the revenue decreased from 116.3 crores to 111.4 crores, indicating a degrowth of 4.2% year-on-year. This was primarily due to the reduction of volumes of our main customer, Honda, and also contribution was because of Nissan volumes going down. EBITDA stood at 7.4 crores. The company registered a PAT loss of 1.6 crores, primarily due to the reduction of the sales amount. We had resources planned for a much higher sales, but due to Honda and Nissan reducing their volumes, our fixed costs could not be spread across a larger base. Coming to the consolidated financials, the revenue decreased from 123.2 crores to 116.5 crores, indicating a decline of 5.5%. EBITDA stood at 7.1 crores, with a PAT loss of 2.7 crores. As explained earlier, this PAT loss in the previous quarter, there were two reasons for it: the joint venture company as well as our lithium-ion battery business. We were able to resolve the issues for the joint venture company. However, during the quarter under review, the lithium-ion battery business contributed to this loss, which we are quite hopeful that going forward, we will be able to resolve. As I've said earlier, we anticipate financial year 2024 to be a year of reckoning due to multiple tailwinds in the automotive industry, as well as the positive additions from the new initiatives started by us. Higher realization on account of better product mix, moderation in input prices, and cost efficiency measures will support profitability. The CapEx spending at an industry level will rise. That will be in line with the CapEx of the OEMs. The increase in utilization, coupled with tariff revision from the customers, will put the company on a sound footing to grow in the coming years. Thank you all for your kind listening. We will be more than happy to answer any questions that you may have. Over to the moderator.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Ranodeep from MAS Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Wanted to understand your thoughts on the battery pack business. What is the scale that we're looking at in terms of some projections on a year-on-year basis? What kind of revenue can we expect from this business?
Yeah, for the battery pack side, as we mentioned, that now from the next quarter, there is a good opportunity which we are looking for. So year-on-year basis, we are expecting growth of around 40%-50% from this year onwards.
Okay. Okay. In terms of your main business, which is infusion and extrusion-based products, what is our market share at this point of time across all the models?
For the extrusion business, it depends model to model. If we talk about Maruti, we present more than 85% share. We have Honda side, we almost 100%, Toyota, we almost 100%. So that kind of share we enjoy in the extrusion business.
Okay. And lastly, can you update in terms of has there been an uptick in the average selling price for the products that you make for? I believe a couple of quarters back, you had shared the numbers for each of the OEMs. Can you share the latest numbers for the OEMs?
Our share of business with OEMs?
I believe for Honda, your average selling per car was X. I was looking for the number for each of the OEMs.
Okay. So from Maruti, the average range is between 2,500-3,000. Honda, again, 6,000-7,500. Tata, it will improve to 6,500. Sorry, MGI side, it is 6,500. Tata, it is again 1,500. And in coming model, it will go up to 3,000 rupees.
So there is an uptick when it comes to Tata Motors, at least, right? I mean, that's what we see.
Yes.
Tata Motors and MG Motors.
Okay. Okay. Sure. And one last question, if I can just squeeze that in. We did see in the investor presentation a note about the plastic storage container. So is this a new area that we are wanting to foray into? And what are the thoughts? Why do you want to diversify into an area like this?
So this business is used primarily wherever we have some spare capacity from the automotive business. So we try to make these containers for the market.
Okay. So this is not something that we want to aspire to grow big, but it was just to ensure that our utilization is higher. We are ensuring that we are.
Yeah. More of capacity utilization strategy rather than a focus area for us.
Got it. Got it. Thank you. Thank you and all the best for the next quarter.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Rohit Mehra from SK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. The first is, can you elaborate more on the strategy on commercial tool-room vertical and what is the top line and margins in this segment?
The commercial tool-room, our focus is basically to make plastic injection tooling for our in-house consumption as well as for providing the tools as a product for the company. In this segment, we used to make our tools in-house since 2008, but 2 years ago, we made this as a separate profit center, and we expanded also in it. We invested almost 30 crores of rupees in it, and we set up a completely new plant in our existing Surajpur plant, which is in Uttar Pradesh, Greater Noida area. So in this segment, we are making. We've had business from medical device people also, from electrical parts like switches, automotive side. We've made a couple of parts. And capacity of this tool-room is roughly 100 molds per year. And the maximum turnover which we can achieve out of this business on an extreme level is 1:1.
Okay.
But the margins are better. So this is supposed to be a 20+ EBITDA margin business.
Okay. Thank you. And secondly, the company has de-risked from its core business by entering into different verticals. Is the diversification strategy playing out well? And how much percentage of revenue comes from the other four verticals apart from automotive segment?
Aftermarket, we have just started about two, three years back. And aftermarket contributes about 3% to the turnover right now. Commercial tool-room Currently, contribution is about 2%. The electric vehicle business also is about 2% right now.
Major is from the.
And major is continues to be the automotive parts.
Okay. That answers my question. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Narendra from Ruo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. What kind of revenue growth visibility we have over the next couple of years, if you could share your target or say guidance or something?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, I was saying what kind of revenue growth number are we targeting for the next couple of years?
Last 3 years, our CAGR for growth has been about 12.5%. So going forward, we should be higher than that.
Okay, so any quantum?
Sorry?
Any quantum of how high it could be?
See, everything is a factor of the market. Our main business is automotive parts, and as you also know, the nuances of this business, it depends on the customer's volume. So if customer is able to produce more than the industry, then of course that business will grow more than the industry.
Okay, all right. And
we are trying to grow.
Yeah.
So like aftermarket, specifically, like we've grown by 50%, and hopefully that trend will continue for the next 2-3 years because the base is too small.
Okay.
This is also, I mentioned about the EV and commercial two-wheeler also. So we expect the growth in the same direction for the next couple of years. High growth areas. For the automotive business, it would be in line with the industry growth. However, would be higher than the industry growth.
Okay. And the next year is going to be a good year for EV launches, I suppose. So are we seeing any traction over there from our existing customers?
So we are already working on 10 models, which will be launched by our customers in the near future. So as you know, for passenger vehicle market, Maruti has some plans. Honda has already launched their hybrid vehicle. Toyota has already launched. Tata is planning further launches. That we already have business for. MG, we are already working with Comet and ZS EV. Then Mahindra, we are now discussing for business, and hopefully for their next future electric vehicles, we should be there on that platform.
Okay, so it would be fair to say that we are in partnership with almost all major players right now. Would that be okay to say?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And what about the margins? Are we planning to expand it, or we don't see it rising in the near future?
Sorry, I didn't understand your question.
Yeah, I was talking regarding the margins. So, are we looking at any expansion in the near future, or are we not seeing that in, say, the next couple of years?
Look, for the margin side, as we have also mentioned in the initial speech, that we are working on the both sides, increasing the top line. And secondly, on the cost side also, we are negotiating with the supplier also. We are working with the customer also to get the price increase of the inflation and the raw material price increases. And as in PTI and JV company, we have already settled that issue. So we are definitely looking to have the expansion in our margin due to both reasons. First is due to the increase in the top line, and second, improvement in the realization and the reduction in the cost from the supplier side.
Okay. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Mithun Aswath with Kiva Advisors. Please go ahead.
I just wanted to touch upon these margins again. Pre-COVID, I think you used to have operating margins in the region of 17%-20%. But from FY 2021, 2022, 2023, and to now, they've gone to single-digit 6%-7%. So just want to understand, is there a path to go back to those pre-COVID margins, or what has happened? That was my first question, and then I will. My second question is on the electric business that you have embarked upon. What is the potential in terms of the top line that can be achieved with the capacity that you have put? These were the two questions.
So for the margin side, we are explaining in the previous call also that there are two, three reasons there. One is that in the COVID period, there was a reduction in the top line. And secondly, from the FY 2021 Q4, there is a substantial increase in the raw material prices, which has resulted in the loss of margin in the JV company also, in our PPAP main company also. And we are working on that side very aggressively, as I've already mentioned in the previous question also, that from the customer side, we are working to improve the realization on the sale price. Supplier side, we are improving our sourcing to have the reduction in the raw material prices. So both ways, we are working on that. About the pre-COVID margins of 17% and 20%, so there are a lot of changes there in the industry also. So it is now very difficult to have those kind of margin to late 20s kind of margin. So we are quite hopeful that we will be able to restore around 13%-14% kind of margin on the long-term basis on which we are working.
Yeah. And also on the EV business that you have started, you have about 2% revenues from there. How big can it be with the capacity that you have put up?
So on the current investment of around 18.5 crores, we are expecting around 100 crores-125 crores kind of top line on the 90% capacity utilization.
Currently, what is that at?
Currently, it is around 1% utilization because we are working on the new models and the new products on that side.
Can you explain what exactly you're going to do in this EV business, and what is the potential margins in this business also?
Potential margin, if you see, the battery business is a high-cost business where the raw material cost is almost 80% of the total battery which we produce. So that side also, we are targeting to have the double-digit margin in this business also.
Okay. Well, when do you think you will reach this 90% utilization, sir?
Next year, we are expecting. By end of next year, we will be able to have that kind of capacity utilization.
Got it. And you mentioned that you have been taking price hikes and that realizations will also improve, and your supplier contracts for the raw material also being negotiated upon. Do you think in the second half or from the current quarter, things will start improving quarter by quarter, at least on the margin front?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, on quarter-to-quarter basis, you will see the improvement in the EBITDA margin.
Right. And also, if you can give a breakup in your investor presentation of the different subsidiary business, where is the EBITDA loss coming? So that maybe the hit is mainly because of the in the subsidiary and not in the main company, so that one can know if there has been a deterioration in the margin, so.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. That's a good suggestion. Thank you very much for it. We'll add it on from next quarter onwards.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, please press star 1 to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Ronadeep with Mars Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. My question was, our top two customers accounted for around 70% of our business in FY23, and similar trends seem to be in Q1 also. Is there a conscious effort to diversify and reduce this concentration risk?
If you see the auto industry also, the Maruti along with SMG is the market leader in that category. They enjoy almost 45 to 50% kind of market share. So that's why we have that share with the Maruti and SMG. For the new entrant like MG Motor, we are working on all the models from Tata Motors. Earlier, 3 years, 4 years back, we used to have only 1%, 2% share. Now that has gone up to 6%. And we are also present in their forthcoming models. So we are working all the players to increase our share of business and reduce the dependency of one player. However, due to the market share that is enjoyed by the Maruti, so it is good to have that kind of share also. It shows that we are also having the continuing business there in new models which Maruti is launching.
Sure. Thanks for that. My last question. Time again, we have seen the raw material costs kind of impacting our margins. So is there any school of thought at the management level where we can move to a cost plus model? Now, various industries have used this model to, ward off all these uncertainties. So is there any thought around moving to a cost plus model, given in the backdrop that we've been winning outputs from all these OEMs? So I'm sure if we can go back to the management and create a cost-plus model so that our margins don't take a hit in future. So just wanted to know your thoughts. Thank you.
I think that's a great thought by you. But for the I don't know if anybody in the automotive industry has been able to get this cost-plus model in place. I'm sure for the other businesses where we can have some sort of leverage, but automotive industry, we can probably work on indexation kind of a system wherein we have alignment of the commodity prices with our sales price as well as our purchase price for raw materials. So we are trying to move towards that direction. So in the joint venture company where we've been able to increase our sales price, that was the strategy that we used. So we got into the indexation system of our customers, and we are trying to align our suppliers also to the same system so that whenever there's an increase or decrease, the company's margins remain the same. We are insulated from it.
Sure. Thank you. Happy to hear that and wishing you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Yash Mehta with AP Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
I would like to ask a couple of questions. Are we looking at export opportunities?
Yes. For our for export, we are already doing deemed exports in automotive business, wherein we are supplying parts to our customers and they are exporting through their own channel. Similar thing we are trying to do in our industrial product division. So we have already developed the product and we should be starting exports by end of this year. In our aftermarket vertical also, as I have informed in my opening remarks, we are already present in 100 cities in the country now. And this year we will be formulating our export strategy to get these parts outside of the country. So export is a very important focus for us. And going forward, in the next 3 to 4 months, we are going to start developing our complete strategy for export. So hopefully, in a year or two, we should be able to have a major portion of export starting up in the company.
Okay. My next question would be, do you expect moderation in raw material costs going forward?
We are already seeing this trend happening now. So towards the end of the first quarter, towards June end, we've started seeing the prices coming down. Actually, it happened around the beginning of the first quarter, but its effect will start coming in the second quarter onwards on the balance sheet.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from us.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Rishabh Shah with Global Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So basically, I have just one question. So what is our production guidance for the Honda Elevate in FY24? So since our content per vehicle is highest in Honda, what will be the approx business we can garner from supplying parts to Honda?
So it depends. Basically, the projection which is shared by the Honda, it is around for the annual business, on the annual basis, around 70,000 vehicle plus. So the mass production has just started in the July end. So there should be some ramp up in the Q2, and based on the demand, it will the clarity more clarity would come by the end of Q2.
Understood, sir. Thank you. Looking forward to that. All the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. We have one question that is from the line of Ketan Chapalkar with Evaluate Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Yes, so thanks for the opportunity. My question is about, you know, the battery business. So I wanted to really understand, you know, what is the, you know, I mean, how competitive we basically are in supplying these battery packs in the long run to the OEMs or, you know, to any other aftermarket areas also. So I just wanted to understand, you know, how competitive we are in this particular battery business.
Competitiveness in terms of cost, you're asking, or in terms of
competitive in terms of cost,
you're asking?
Yes.
Sorry?
I'm asking in terms of cost. I'm asking in terms of cost. Because, you know, this particular business actually is so competitive. I mean, you have large plants being constructed by so many of the manufacturers. So, you know,
yes.
I just wanted to understand, you know, how competitive we are in terms of the cost so that we can, you know, supply it in the long run to all the OEMs as well.
I honestly don't know how to answer that question. For battery business, I can tell you one thing, that the plant that we have set up is well appreciated by all the customers that are coming in to us, because most of the people who are there into the current business, they don't have much competitiveness on the manufacturing side. They don't know how to make the battery pack. They don't know what a process is. They don't know safety system. They don't know quality system. And coming from the automotive industry, we've already ingrained all those automotive DNA in the battery plant. So we are very competitive when it comes to showcasing our technology and our manufacturing to the customer. Price side, I think, end of the day, your price is fixed by your competitor only. And it all depends on how much, what kind of cost reduction can you do and what kind of a long-term contract you have with your customer.
So you would be even
right now for this battery business, we've developed solutions for some special mobility applications like golf cart, robotic battery, energy storage system battery, and of course, three-wheeler battery as well, which is AIS 156 certified. And all the customers are giving us repeated orders. So I think we should be able, we are competitive in that sense if we are getting repeated orders from the customers.
Okay. So, and if need be, would you be expanding your capacity further if the need be?
If the need be, of course, if it makes business sense, if we have enough trust in the customer, if the customer has enough trust in us, then of course we can expand capacity. As of now, we are focusing on utilization of the existing capacities, but as soon as we see some long-term aspects of it, wherein increased capacity can be sustained, we will not fall shy of investing in additional capacity.
Okay. And in
But we will be very careful.
Yeah. And my last question is about, you know, in this battery business, you know, you have mentioned in your presentation that you have two three-wheeler applications, you have a solar backup application, so you have
Yes.
a customized mobility application, and you have many other areas. So
Yes.
in this particular, I mean, in this particular business, which area do you find actually is the one you would be focusing more on? Or is it like you'll be focusing on all these areas majorly?
To be very honest with you, we'll be focusing on, of course, the three-wheeler application,
Okay.
because that I think is one of the big things which will happen going forward. Solar backup application will obviously be there. And the other energy storage application is also looks quite promising to us. Yeah, our focus is basically on doing application engineering. So we know that there's a battery and we know that there's an application. So how do we design the battery in such a way that it meets that application? And that is our focus. So we have our design team in place. We have the designing softwares in place. We have the testing infrastructure also in place. So we can continuously keep on designing unique solutions, boutique solutions for our customers. And I think that will be a very big edge over the other competitors for us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Abhishek Jain for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you very much. I thank everyone for taking time out of your busy schedules to attend the conference call today. Please feel free to approach us with any questions that you may have. We will be more than happy to show you around the excellent facilities that we have created to service the customer. I thank SGA Advisors for organizing this call. Last but not the least, a big thank you to the team at PPAP for supporting this call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of PPAP Automotive Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.